It's past seven. We've been talking about this for a long time, but in Sydney, the Regional Health Inquiry is back on today. More people giving evidence on what can only be described as major systemic issues when it comes to getting healthcare in the more remote parts of the state and the quality of the healthcare that is available. Now, the Australian Dental Association of New South Wales will be speaking today. President Michael Jonas will be fronting the committee. And Dr. Jonas, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good. Looking back over what's been discussed in the inquiry so far, it does feel like it feels like dental care has been missing from the equation. But with roughly 3,000 people on the dental wait list in the Western Local Health District alone, this is clearly an issue that needs to be explored.
It certainly is, Nick, and that was going right to the heart of it when you mentioned that dental seems to be off the radar. It is a constant question, is why is oral health not part of general health? You have the discussion with those in command, shall we say, as to why, you know, you can get anything from your ingrown toenail to your dandruff treated on Medicare, but your mouth is excluded. It makes no logic. It's obviously based on historical reasons, but it contributes, of course, to so much general health outcomes that aren't good.
When we talk regional and remote dental care, what are the major concerns?
Well, I think number one, without a doubt, is access. The concentration of dentists, shall we say, varies from metropolitan through regional to remote. And it's somewhere around like there's three times as many dentists per 100,000 people in the metropolitan area compared to, say, out in Western Plains. So pretty thin on the ground, and you go out towards Wilcannia and Bourke and Cobar's fortunate, of course, they have a great practitioner out there, but you just don't have the services. Now, that's in the public system is totally different. Again, you've got to have access to hospital care. You've got to have the dentists working there or attending the clinics. And so basically, it's a manpower issue. It's also an issue based on preventive technologies, shall we say, that are available, fluoridated water in metropolitan areas and big regional towns like Dubbo. It's there, it's working, it has cut the decay rates in the Australian population by an amazing amount. But when you start going out to people living on properties or in smaller towns, despite the fact that there's plans to put in the fluoridating systems in smaller towns, that hasn't actually eventuated.
So, Dr. Jones, when we're talking about that lack of access to dental care, I mean, what are some of the outcomes that face people? I mean, are we just putting off our dental care? Are we just suffering through pain and issues?
No, Nick, you absolutely nailed it there. We have lots of anecdotal evidence of people putting off dental care, even doing some of their own dentistry to get over acute situations. Yeah, I know. It's kind of one of those screw your face up sort of ideas. But it's happened, and I've had people report it to me. I practice in Tamworth now and spent many years in Gunnedah, so I understand what's going on out in your particular area.
I mean, you know, I'm trying to imagine just sort of suffering through the pain. There's very few other aspects of healthcare where we would assume that patients would just put up with it.
Yeah, mind you, rural people, as you know, are very stoic, and their health outcomes, again, as you know, and publicised, are not as good as metropolitan outcomes. And a lot of those outcomes are due entirely to putting things off. You know, those lumps and bumps, I'll show you, I'll sort it out later on. Oh, I broke that. No, we'll get it fixed up. When I've got time, mate, I've just got to get on the header, except for the floods, of course. But, you know, this is what my practicing life was like, or is like, for 30-odd years. So, yeah, I understand, but it certainly is timely attention to the problems that present, and that's what we've got to be able to do that. It's pretty hard if we haven't got people out there. So we'll be talking to this committee today, and then maybe working in partnership with the government to try to get some changes, even simple changes that will benefit everyone in the state.
In terms of, I guess, short-term, how we change access to dental care, you know, what are the recommendations that the ADA are putting forward?
Well, access to the short-term is obviously getting more people practitioners, all sorts of oral health practitioners, into the whole range, into the rural and remote areas. Obviously supporting organisations like the Royal Flying Doctor Service. They do an amazing job based in Dubbo and their outreach programs. And of course they use some of the students at Dubbo, the campus of Charles Sturt University, as you know, they have a dental clinic there. And I was actually fortunate enough to tutor there for a number of years. And so I got a taste of what it was like. And so encourage students to consider a professional life in the rural area, because I can tell you from personal experience, amazingly rewarding, entertaining at times, but very, very rewarding. And also start to use, this will be right down your alley, Nick, there's a bit of tele-dentistry. So trying to use modern technology to be able to access dental care a little bit more easily.
It is a funny one, because it has not been mentioned in all of the telehealth discussions we've been having for a good 18 months, 2 years now. Dental care has not been an aspect of that, and I think many people have put it in the too hard basket.
Yeah, that's what you think, but I was listening to one of your podcasts a little while ago, and there was a guy down in Melbourne who's been talking about a program called Pearls. And look, it's not a matter of picking up your iPhone and shoving it in your mouth. It's not quite what we've got in mind. But, you know, it's amazing how much information a digital photograph will give a practitioner. But we're able to utilise digital x-rays, for instance, and be able to send those via the internet to someone to interpret. We can even do digital scripts to get people out of, you know, the acute pain. So it's very early days yet. There are some health districts further down south that are utilising that now, and there is commercial endeavours going on as well to use these technologies to be able to advance oral health care.
Dr. Jonas, one of the things we hear from healthcare practitioners in regards to the inquiry is that this isn't going to be just a case of throwing money about making people coming and living in regional areas. There are systemic issues at play. We need an overhaul of how the system works. Is that the same for dental care, especially in regional and remote areas?
Yeah, I would have to agree with that rather broad statement. It's one of these systems that have developed over the years, and everyone's kind of, how do you say, they should added something else to it to make it more expansive or less expansive, depending how our government budgets are going. But if we can embed a system which is preventatively based in oral health care, you will find you'll get really, really good outcomes. And I have to say that one of the biggest areas of oral health care that my association and other oral healthcare associations pursue is that of prevention, because so much, Nick, of dental and oral health is based on prevention. You can prevent most of what's happening, and it'd be nice to be able to get that message across and be able to act upon it every day of your life.
It really would be. Dr. Jonas, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. I know you've got to give that evidence to the committee later today, so thank you for taking the time this morning. Dr. Michael Jonas is the president of the Australian Dental Association of New South Wales. He's bringing that conversation to the Regional Health Inquiry, sitting once more again.